Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ontex Full Year Results Conference Call. This call is being recorded. Today's call will be hosted by Charles Boissier, Chief Executive Officer, and Jacques Pernod, Chief Finance Officer. Following the opening comments, an interactive Q&A session will be available. A copy of today's announcement is available on www.ontexglobal.com. I would now like to hand the call over to Charles Boissier. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon and good morning, everybody. I'd like to share with you our 2013 full year results. We'll have three agenda items. First, I'll cover the key achievements of the year and our strategic updates. Jacques Pernod will cover our financial results, and together we'll share some outlook and closing remarks. 2013 has been a solid financial performance, both from a top line and bottom line, and also from a cash generation, while we have made the company evolve from an organization standpoint. We grew 14% in sales, reported close to 1.5 billion, representing 8.1% growth at constant currency and excluding Serenity, at 1.4 billion. Our fourth quarter sales rise with a momentum at 15.6% year-on-year growth. From a category standpoint, we had a very strong year on the baby care products, with sales up 11.4% at constant currency. Our adjusted EBITDA has grown at 16.6%, reaching 175 million euro, despite a significant adverse currency impact of 19.3 million. Our margin has grown from 11.4% to 11.7% of our EBITDA, and we closed the year with a fourth quarter at 12.1%. From a cash flow perspective, we increased by 74.2%, with a free cash flow generation at above 100 million euro as of last days of December 2013, and with a generation of 51.8 million over the last quarter, the fourth quarter. We focused, as Jacques highlighted in the previous meetings, the management on improving our working capital. We closed the year with the cash and cash equivalent at 61.3 million, and our net debt at the end of the year is at 849.3 million euro. We successfully repaid fully our revolving cash facility. Now, just a few updates on the macro drivers. Probably some of you noticed that last year at the same time, we highlighted that Kimberly-Clark European operations were closing and planning to get out of Europe, excluding Italy, in 2013. Those volumes have been redistributed in the market. On the other side, on the negative side, we had some currency fluctuations impacting our trading environment. On the currency side, we had adverse currency movements driven mainly by the British pound, the Turkish lira, Australian dollar, and Russian ruble, mitigated by the US dollar against the euro. To limit the volatility, we started with the management and hedging mechanism that was implemented on Q4 of 2013 and is continuing over 2014. From a raw material and sourcing perspective, our pricing were in line with expectations as described in our previous meetings throughout the full year. We decided last year, Q4, to build inventory surplus, mainly on SAP, following the issue of one of our supplier in Japan, as well as in the perspective of the closing of one of our facility. We increased our inventory level last year and recovered over the year. From a retail and client customer base perspective, still a strong focus on price as usual, but we believe that there is more and more attention to the quality and innovation of our product in Western Europe. And finally, on the competitive landscape, as was announced, Kimberly-Clark volumes almost disappeared in 2013 and were distributed among, of course, Ontex and some of our peers' company. And we'll see later on that we took a significant part of it. Well, our operational focus was really on maximizing the retailer brands opportunity that KC created with their announcement last year, and in parallel a very strong and continuous focus on monitoring the different elements of our macroeconomic environment. We had four big key priorities in 2013 where we delivered. The first one was strengthening the position in Western and Eastern Europe. This has been achieved thanks to the volume opportunity offered by the withdrawal of KC, capture, and in line with our management expectations. This has been really translated into market share growth, in particular in two countries, Poland and in the UK, where we significantly increase our sales within our existing customer base. The second priority was enhancing our value proposition in healthcare and incontinence. That is our second largest category. We made the acquisition of Serenity that we successfully integrated within 9 months, delivering our financial and operational synergies, including procurement upsides, in line with our expectations. In parallel, over the year, we succeeded to rationalize our product and our client portfolio in the healthcare division in most of our countries, hence helping us to enhance and improve our margins. The third priority was continue to expand and continue our growth journey within the emerging markets. And again, on top of the encouraging demographic prospects, we continue to enjoy a strong growth, specifically in Algeria and Morocco. We opened, as planned, a plant in Pakistan in the last quarter of 2013. Up and running and accelerating as we speak. And we also succeeded to reduce the weight of the Turkish business within the MEA region, that is now slightly below 50%. Finally, one of our big projects was the optimization of our manufacturing footprint and the identification of additional efficiencies. This optimization is the final piece of the restructuring of our manufacturing footprint, where we closed the Recklinghausen facility as planned over Q1 and redeployed our machines from these sites to other sites from the group in different geographies, timing and financial consideration being in line with our original assumptions. We also continue to focus on manufacturing, procurement, and R&D efficiencies that help us to achieve our growth results and our cost savings in 2013. If I look at the evolution of our business across the categories, we have successfully within 2 years rebalanced our category and reduce or balance the weight between baby care and adult inco. Incontinence category representing one third of our business in 2013 versus a quarter in 2011. This is of course the consequence of the acquisition and integration of two businesses, Lille Healthcare on one side and on the back of Serenity on the other side. From a broader perspective, for those who were on the call a year ago, we said that this integration of Serenity, the acquisition and integration, would accelerate or strengthen the portion of our branded business within our whole portfolio. And again, as a consequence of those acquisitions, now our branded business represents 38% of the total revenue of Ontex, whereas 2 years ago, it was only 23%. Now, looking at the different business and geographies, in retail, our growth has been at 6.3% reported, getting close to a billion at 933.8 million euro of revenue, losing 17 million euro of revenue driven by adverse currency. Despite the fact that we had a strong momentum thanks to KC withdrawal, there were also a strong competitive Avon positioning with some pricing from competition, but also more promotional activities. We succeeded to really get a good traction in the Western European market, especially in the UK, with an acceleration of the retail Avon share within the total baby care segment. And finally, as we highlighted, we were planning to bring some innovation on the market in the baby category, which we did in the last quarter of the year with the introduction of a product that is thinner, that is called SuperCore 2 Technology Baby Diaper, that we successfully launched in Q4 2013 in the UK. And where we already experience a very good consumer response. And we expect, of course, to continue to benefit from some residual impact of KC into the first quarter of 2014. I'd like just to pause and come back to this SuperCore 2 diaper, because I think it's pretty important to highlight also the strength of our R&D group, as well as the ability to bring innovation. So SuperCore 2 is a new diaper that is 20% a thinner core, which gives some benefits like a soft core, very important for the mother, very excellent absorption levels, and excellent re-wet levels that are also key for the mothers, for the baby, and no irritation to SAP that is outside of the core. But the product itself is getting a soft touch, and there's no hard particle, which are these SAP products, outside of the core. The technological composition starts with a new type of SAP, then that is wrapped into a new core shape, that is a sandwich core wrap, and that's a unique core forming session, that is the unique core forming session from Otex. On top of this technological improved composition, we have also improved on the premium segment the product by combining some features such as soft elastic ears, soft cuffs, soft 3D clove-like backsheet, which is really close to the market leader backsheet in terms of design and perception, as well as soft top sheets with additives. So, to move to the healthcare, healthcare has been enjoying a significant growth on the back of the Serenity integration and acquisition, with revenue that is close to 380 million euro at 379.7, 40.7% growth. At constant currency and excluding Serenity, we grew 2.1% from 269.9 to 275.5. This has been the result of also a cut of some of our products and low priority or low strategic priorities product that we have cleaned up in the division. Serenity has been fully integrated and has delivered on plan. We have increased our share of the home delivery segment with growth in our key countries where we have a right to succeed on the category and in the channel. And we finally, as we said also a year ago, accelerate our rebranding of the brand under the umbrella brand of ID that has been successfully relaunched across Europe to become our European brand, one of our European brands on healthcare. And just to provide you with some insight and understanding, healthcare rebranding, we had initially two brands. One was Euro, coming from a former acquisition on ID. Those two brands were targeting the same target group, and there was no real consumer brand perception or recognition in terms of difference between the two brands. And we have decided to come under an umbrella brand, two identities. One is ID Experts, that is really targeted towards the institutional channel, and one is the ID that is targeted directly to the B2C and the direct consumer through medical shops, mutuals, or e-commerce. This has been initiated, and of course with a double objective. One is to get a stronger brand impact with the consumer and benefit from scale by combining two sets of SKUs under one. Now, moving to the MEA division on business, this is one of our growth engines. We have delivered a growth of 178.4 million euros, which is a double-digit growth at 11.1%. We experience, especially with the weakness of the Turkish lira and the weakening of the Turkish lira over the year, a growth that at constant currency would be at 17.7%. This growth comes from, first, the successful relaunch of Can Bebe brand in Turkey, that is the baby diaper brand in Turkish market, strengthening our number three position and getting slightly closer to the number two, that is also a local player, while being a strong number one on incontinence products with a brand called Can Ped. On the other markets of MEA, Algeria continues to show strong top and bottom line growth, whereas we foresee and we are experiencing in 2013 an encouraging and growing performance in Morocco and Pakistan, supported also by the startup of our new plant that has been fully operational since Q4 2013. The good news of the mitigant element is our increasing portion of our growth outside of Turkey led to reduce the exposure to the Turkish lira, some of our businesses being traded in euro or other currencies. Part also of the impact of the currency fluctuation is of course mitigated by the fact that we have our own cost structure in our Turkey operation, as well as the last element, that is our hedging strategy and policy that we put in place at year-end over the last quarter of 2013. So Matt, if we look at the journey of MEA between 2010 and 2015, we said MEA is one provider of sales growth within OPEX, and we are currently delivering on our journey. In 2010, the MEA region was at 126 million euros. We are at close to 180 million euros. Very importantly, the weight of Turkish moved from two-thirds to less than 50% now. And we continue to shift our sales outside of Turkey, thanks to the continued acceleration of sales in MEA outside of Turkey. We are strengthening our export organization on one side. We are expanding in potential countries where we have a right to succeed and where the categories are attractive from a growth perspective and from a competitive landscape. With the continuous support, of course, on Can Bebe and Can Ped in Turkey and in Middle East Africa, leveraging the local brand outside of the Turkish market, and continue to monitor our growth and our capacity, while also evaluating the opportunities to continue to produce locally. I will close this part of the presentation before leaving the floor to Jacques by saying what is the Hontex house. The Hontex house is made of three parts. It's solid foundations that are really the DNA of the company, that is this approach towards efficiency and financial continuous improvements on one side, and on the other side, strict financial policy in terms of resource allocation and cash management. This is part of the heritage and the DNA of the company. Then we have made during the year, and we continue, some evolution, as we highlighted a year ago, mainly that translate into improving the operational piece of it on some elements, such as continue our business processes improvement, accelerate and foster the culture of innovation, and strengthening our focus toward our customers and our consumers, and finally develop our talents and become a role model in the industry for our employees, which are the biggest asset of the company. And finally, keeping something that was initiated several years ago in terms of journey, which were the strategic priorities that remain the same. On one side, strategic focus and priority on incontinence, that is a growing category. On second is continuous focus on emerging markets, also rebalancing the weight of Western Europe and the weight of branded business, which is the third strategic priority, strengthening our own brands and continue to build in parallel our retailer brands. And as a consequence, this translates into both baby and inco growth, that are still the two engines of growth from a product standpoint from Ontex. Now, I will leave the floor to Jacques that will walk you through some of the financial detailed results.
Thank you, Charles. I'm here now on page 32. And first I'll talk a little bit about the revenue for the full year. Charles has already mentioned the revenue per division. So you see retail, where if I go to the last column and we look at saying this is really the increase and the growth, the organic growth, we can say, because it's excluding Serenity and at constant currency. So 8.1% in retail, coming, as we said, from a KC opportunity that we have grasped, and also the fact that retailers' brand are increasing their market share. So, which is obviously a trend which is not limited to 2013 and we see continuing. Second, the healthcare, 2.1%. And there, it's, you see the impact of our portfolio optimization, which we think is now pretty much done, so should come back to normal growth. In Middle East Africa, 17.7% growth at constant currency, and we see there the impact of the Chan Bebe brand success in Turkey, plus also real great performance in Algeria, Morocco, and Pakistan. If we move to the performance per product group, baby care, fem care, and incontinence, baby care with 11.2% growth is really doing a fantastic performance, and it comes mainly from two areas. First, again, the KC opportunity, and second, the great performance in Middle East Africa. On fem care, with 6.5%, we see there the impact of some new contracts we have won in UK mainly. Then on incontinence, if we look at the figures including Serenity, 31% increase. Obviously, this is an acquisition impact, so different scope. But we see also there in the incontinence, at the same time, the impact of the healthcare growth and also the growth of incontinence in retail. If we move to geographic areas, as Charles has just mentioned, we see that we have further diversified our geographic footprint. We have Western Europe, 4.9% increase, which is quite remarkable, and where again we see the impact of KC mainly. In Eastern Europe, 9.6% increase is in for a big part the result of our Polish success. In Poland, we are developing a fantastic success story with Biedronka, the retailer. and we can say there we are even ahead of P&G. Rest of the world, it's a very much Middle East Africa impact, and if you look obviously with the percentage of reported growth, you can immediately see that we have had some impact of the currency. If we move then to the next next slide, 18, sorry, and we see the financial highlights. Charles has already spoken about the revenue, where we see impressive top line growth, 14%. When you look at the cost of sales, we can see a very contained cost of sales evolution at 10.8%. which immediately translates into a gross profit increase with a leverage impact at 23.8%. Going down on the P&L, you see OPEX 25.9%, and we have a separate slide further down in the presentation. You will see that, by the way, most of the impact of that growth is coming from the addition of Serenity. Finally, when you look at EBITDA, 16.6% increase reported, and which shows immediately also the leverage impact we have got, because with 14% of revenue increase, we achieved 16.6% in EBITDA. As Charles has mentioned it, and you see it in the first column, when you compare the adjusted EBITDA reported and at constant currency, we have a 19.3 million impact of the currency, which, by the way, was mainly in quarter two and quarter three. In quarter four, despite the very difficult situation, challenging situation in some markets, we have seen the positive impact of our hedging policy, and which has allowed us to reduce the impact. By the way, just on the cost of sales, this very contained evolution is the result of the continuous improvement projects we have. And these projects, each and every year, include manufacturing, research and development, and procurement. And together, they lead different projects which allow us to decrease our cost base. Next slide. We come there a little bit down on the P&L, and I would say the key message of this slide is on the line non-recurring expenses, where you see we are moving from 50 million of non-recurring in 2012 to 17 million only in 2013. You have the details of these costs at the bottom of the slide, and there what you see that these non-recurring were almost exclusively linked to the factory closure, which means to the industrial footprint rationalization, which we consider now, I would say, complete. In 2013, the big amount of non-recurring, 8.2 million, is linked to the acquisition of Serenity. Moving on, we come to the OPEX slide. And on this slide, we have tried to show you, to clarify the topic, we have put the OPEX split in main components. What do we see clearly? First, at the top, the impact of Serenity consolidation, which has a major influence. You have to know that Serenity has got as its full incontinent is a branded business, has got in itself a higher OPEX percentage than the previous OnTex scope. Part of it comes also from the logistic cost linked to the distribution model. If you go to the other components, which are distribution, sales and marketing, and G&A, what do you see if you relate these costs to the net sales in both 2012 and 2013? You see that basically these percentages of net sales have not moved at all. For some of them, they have even slightly decreased. On DNA, there was something a little bit special last year, is that for part of the year we had a dual cost because there was a management transition, which is obviously a one-off cost. So I think this shows that OPEX is under control and stays under control. If we move to the next slide, you will see our free cash flow performance. This reflects a really great cash generation potential. If you go to the bottom of the slide, you see we go from 59, almost 60 million in 2012 to 104 million in 2013. So huge improvement, 74% increase. Where does it come from? Obviously from the EBITDA increase, you see 25 million there, but also very interesting from a lower consumption of working capital. Obviously as we grow the business quite fast, by the way, we have to consume a little bit more working capital each and every year just to support that growth. But you see that this year, 2013, we have used 14 million compared to 33 million last year, and it comes mainly from the impact of two actions, one on receivable with a tighter management of our receivable, and on the payables where a close collaboration between procurement department and finance have allowed us to, let's say, to better manage all the payables. On the cash tax, you see an increase, and this increase comes from two things. First, we can say 2012 was quite atypical because we got some refunds in Germany. And in 2013, we see the impact of Serenity, so the inclusion of Serenity with a higher tax impact. CapEx is lower than 2012. In fact, if you remember correctly, the CapEx was a total program we presented you, saying which was covering basically 2012-2013. And this total program we announced, and we exactly delivered all the figures which had been announced previously. So 43 million of CapEx in 2013. All these elements coming to a great free cash flow generation. Moving on to the next slide, it's you see the net debt bridge. On this slide, the non-recurring element, key element, is obviously the acquisition and financing element, which does correspond to the financing of the Serenity acquisition. Other elements, like you see the finance cost or the capex, are more yearly recurring type of elements. What we have done also in 2013, we have increased our non-recourse factoring, both in our classic operation, or let's say previous scope, but also in the Italian scope with Serenity, which, as you have seen it, as you see, has helped us finance the acquisition and the integration of a business, which in its nature has a little bit longer payment terms from the customers. Last block, you see 103.9 is when we say other cash flow movements. It's basically the EBITDA and diminished for the cash tax and cash we have spent on previous restructuring, the Villefranche and the Recklinghausen closure. So all of this brings our net debt at 31st of December at 849 million, which sees a decrease in our leverage. We now more or less in the area of 4.85. So which is, as we already said before, what we intend to do is deleverage step by step by increasing our EBITDA. Going on the next slide, presenting quickly the available liquidity and an update on the factoring. First, on the left part of the slide, you see that as a result of EBITDA growth and working capital management, our cash and cash equivalent have increased to 61 million compared to 39 end of 2012. As we have reimbursed completely the revolving credit facility, and we have so repaid the full 30 million across the year, we have now again available 75 million of credit lines. So the available liquidity is now 136 million. On the right side, you see the factoring facilities we have. We have line potential for 171 million, of which we are using right now 121 million. Very important to note that these factoring lines are non-recourse, which means that they have no impact on debt. This was the end of the financial remarks. I have in the outlook and closing remarks, I have got two slides which I will cover before handing over to Charles. So the first one is about CapEx and how we see our needs for 2014. We'd say that in general, broadly, we see them in line with 2013. When we see over time, in the past years, our CapEx needs have been between 2.5 and 3%. We would say probably more in the 2.8, 2.9%. And we see it continuing in the future. This CapEx is used to support our growth. And that's very important as we grow the business quite also quickly. We need to support that growth. And also we are investing in product innovation, which is also critical for the future development. We are obviously maintaining our existing machinery, and we have also quite a few investments which are based on increasing the efficiencies. And you remember in previous presentation we say that we generally do not go for any investment which is beyond 2 years of recovery time, and which is again one of the elements of what Charles alluded to, which is a very strict financial policy in resource allocation. Then, and it's going to be my final slide, some words about raw material and the currencies. So how do we see raw material evolve? We know it's on everybody's mind. We can say that in general, we see quarter one 2014 being slightly higher than quarter four 2013, but only in a very, very moderate way. And next to that, in order to be ready for the future, we are putting in place mitigation techniques. These mitigation techniques include hedging. Then on currencies, first remark, and which can help you potentially have some guidance, is if based on the current rates, which we say are January-February 2014 rate, if we would use these rates and apply it to last year EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA, we would have 8 million additional hit. So last year we had 19. As you know, that this year's this year rates are lower or worse than average last year rates, it means we would have an 8 million additional hit. And it's mainly linked to Turkish lira, ruble, and Australian dollars. Whereas we see positive this year from US dollar and also positive from the British pounds. As Charles mentioned, we have decided to continue and to go for new forward currency contracts in 2014 in order to limit the fluctuation in our business. Our idea is to mitigate volatility and to give ourselves time to adapt pricing and cost structure. So it allows us, so it's, you know, it's something we take into account. We do not just do hedging. We operationally see how we can adapt our pricing and reduce our cost structure. So I'm going to now hand over to Charles for the 2014 priorities. Charles, floor is yours.
Thanks, Jack. So 2014, we already 2 months in the year. We really want to continue to pursue the top-line growth initiated and the acceleration of 2013 across both geographies and divisions. We plan to roll out the latest product innovation. I referred before to SuperCore 2 Thin Diapers, and the idea is to really expand the launch of SuperCore 2 Thin Diapers into the other geographies outside of the UK. We also want to come to maintain the focus we had on the margins, which is one of the strongholds of our operations. Operation-wise, we want to consolidate and we continue the existing consolidation of our assets and leverage our presence in the MEA region. We, in parallel, prepare, as Jack said, for capacity expansion where needed, given the growth in volume and revenue that we are experiencing. And finally, and over the mid and long term, we also continue to work extensively on the innovation pipeline in order to meet the customer needs and also the consumer needs. Well, financially, cash is king, and this is driven by a further drive on cost savings and efficiency within the group. As I said, it's part of the DNA, and we continue the journey with a focus on different elements, which are including procurement, manufacturing, R&D, and supply. We also continue to proactively manage our working capital requirements and improve our cash generation. Having said that, I mentioned to you that 2013 was a transition from a management standpoint, and we have made the evolution, the organization evolve. I'm very pleased to say that the reorganization is completed. The whole exec team is in place and ready to capitalize on our growth opportunities going forward. So if you go to page 28, it's a chart that highlights the organization structure of Ontex today that is really focused on the top-line side of it. Under Thierry Navarre, our CEO, you've got 4 cluster of divisions that are reflecting the top-line opportunities and the category and the adaptation to the channel specifics. So you've got, of course, healthcare that you know, that includes Serenity. You've got mature retail markets, MEA, Middle East, Africa, and the growth markets and strategic developments. In the center, we've got 4 direct reports to me that are focusing on the mid and long term and working on the commercialization of our innovation pipeline with the group sales director, the group marketing director, and the group R&D and quality director reporting to me, as well as the group HR director focusing on management of performance and making sure that our objectives are fully cascaded into the organization. And finally, under Jacques' leadership, you get the finance team that reflects the business needs on the financial side as well as the corporate needs with the support of Mark, who joined recently the company. Well, this new organization drives top-line focus, and this will be reflected going forward in our external disclosure. So if you go on page 29, you see the evolution and the split of retail into 2 sub-clusters. It's retail, mature, and growth markets. Looking forward, we'll maintain these 2 clusters separately in terms of disclosure so that you will see the progress of our mature market as well as our progress into the growth markets, whereas healthcare and MEA will remain as they are because they are 2 entities that were already like this in the past.
Finally, to get before getting into the Q&A session, I would just like to strengthen the building blocks that are in place to continue the delivery of our 2014 plans. Well, despite what you can hear about the challenging macro environment, we have delivered strong results in 2013, and with the momentum of the last quarter, we want to continue to deliver over 2014. We will, of course, continue to adopt a flexible strategic approach across all the different regions and channels to make sure that we take the best of the opportunity. And, of course, finally, we really want to build up the exec team and based on their capability and experience, leverage this experience to continue strengthening our financial results, building on the culture of efficiency at the group level, and continue to drive sustainable growth in the long term. So that's closing more or less the full year review of 2013. Well, that's thanks a lot, and looking forward to our next quarterly review in 3 months' time. Have a great end of the day or a great day. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. This concludes Ontech's full year result conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.